Macmillan Audio presents Gravity Lost by L.M. Sagas. Read for you by Torian Brackett. Chapter 1 Saint.
I did tell you not to touch my shit.
Nash snatched her bag back from the wide-eyed security technician as alarms bathed the checkpoint in red. She didn't even look inside, just thrust her hand in, fiddled around, and after a few seconds, the alarm stopped.
What the hell was that?
Said the tech. Face flushing and blanching at the same time in cheese curd blotches. He watched the bag as Nash reclaimed it, like he half expected whatever he'd touched to jump out and take a bite out of him. Go with that instinct, Saint thought. He didn't actually know what had set everything off. Could have been any one of the half dozen fun, fantastically dangerous toys Nash kept in that bag. Being the crew medic and mechanic, came with some interesting equipment. Nash ignored the tech and turned back to Saint.
You heard me, right? I told him not to touch it.
You told him,
Saint agreed gravely. He'd stopped a few steps back from the checkpoint, mostly to wait his turn for the scanner, but also to enjoy the show. Had to get your kicks where you could on a slow day, and lately they'd had nothing but slow days. Nearly 4 months posted on that satellite, and in that time Saint hadn't had to punch, shoot, or bury a single soul. He woke up, drank his coffee, did his job, and went back to bed, and then he woke up and did it all over again. Streaks like that never held. With a damn right nod, Nash turned back to the tech.
You want to lose a finger, newbie? Because that's how you lose a finger.
Maybe a hand, Saint said.
Possibly the whole arm,
Nash agreed.
Say, newbie, you a lefty or a righty?
The newbie didn't manage much more than an uneasy stare as Nash zipped her bag and shouldered it. The stare said he couldn't decide if she was joking or if she was genuinely, ball-shrivelingly terrifying. Don't worry, Saint thought. She has that effect on everyone, even Saint. Maybe especially Saint, because he knew her well enough to know that ball-shrivelingly terrifying was an undersell. It took the tech a handful of seconds to recover.
Wait,
he said, finally.
I need you to sign in.
First shift, huh?
Saint thought he looked new. They'd passed through that checkpoint over 200 times, coming and going. Always the same trip, down the same hall, at the same time of day. The only thing that ever changed was the technicians. A new face every few weeks, newbies on break-in rotation, and this guy fit the bill. Way too green to be a transfer, and if he'd hit his 20s, it was only by the tip of his pimpled nose. His oversized uniform said he'd either lied about his measurements, or just felt real optimistic that he still had some growing to do. They're running a damn daycare down here. Saint guessed every organization had its version of a mailroom. Theirs just included a few more deadly weapons.
We've got a standing reservation,
Nash told him, shrugging her bag onto her shoulders.
Table for two under Shooty McBlast and shit.
Saint pinched the bridge of his nose.
You have got to let that go.
Over my cold, dead body.
Nash replied sweetly.
That's Shooty with a Y, she told the tech, and McBlast and shit with a...
We're with the Ambit,
Saint cut in, and Nash coughed something into her elbow that sounded conspicuously like buzzkill. He ignored her.
Designation GS31-770. We're here for prisoner escort.
And while the tech fumbled with his hollow screen, Saint took his turn in the scanner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?